Welcome to another Spin Cycle look at the lumps and thumps in the political media. Today's topic, who would Jesus audit? On October 31, 2004, Rector Emeritus Reverend Dr. George F. Regas of All Saints Church in Pasadena gave a sermon titled, If Jesus Debated John Kerry and George Bush. The sermon began by saying that it would not tell them who to vote for, and it didn't. It pointed out that both candidates were Christians and that people of faith could vote for either of them for reasons deeply rooted in their faith. But it continued with a stinging rebuke of the war, saying in part, Jesus refuses to accept the violence of war as the necessary consequences of our tragic losses on September 11th. You may call Jesus naive, but he points to the truest reality in the world. Mercy brings mercy, and revenge brings revenge. That was apparently a political statement. For that sermon, All Saints Church is being threatened by the Internal Revenue Service with the loss of its tax-exempt status for engaging in politics. The IRS has demanded access to all the church's records for the period to help build a stronger case. The church has refused. Yesterday, standing in front of a massive American flag at a rally filling Pittsburgh's Mellon Arena, Dr. James Dobson said, in part, whether or not the Republicans deserve the power that they have been given, the alternatives are downright frightening. Issue guides handed out to the attendees clearly were intended to favor Rick Santorum over Bob Casey in the highly contested Pennsylvania Senate race. Dobson's remarks are not political. At least I must presume that, as the IRS has made no complaint about them over the many years of essentially similar rallies. As for exactly why Regas's preaching is political and Dobson's isn't, I don't have an adequate explanation at all, and until somebody supplies one, you may officially count me among those who are skeptical of the IRS's claim that this doesn't have anything to do with political influence. One might counter that some conservative parishes are also included in the 40 that the IRS is investigating for political activity, but that misses the point. This is about power, not just politics. Bother someone like Dobson and hundreds of elected officials who feel that they owe him a favor will retaliate. Not so with All Saints. Somehow, though, I miss the part of the Bible where Jesus said, "Blessed are the weak, for they make easy targets." For Spin Cycle, I'm Daniel Raymond on 90.1 KSAK.